Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We pray that you've had a good week, and we're very thankful that you're able to listen in this morning. Now, today's message is titled, Finding Out Who God Is, and our main text will be in Job chapter 11, verse 7. So if you have your Bible handy, please turn there and follow along as we turn the message over to Pastor Wayne Reynolds.
This morning, I'd like to think about the subject, can we really find out exactly who God is? In the book of Job, chapter number 11, and verse 7, Zophar, a friend of Job, asked this question, canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? Zophar asked two questions. The first, canst thou by searching find out God? The answer? Well, yes, we can find out a little bit about God, but not all. Secondly, Zophar asks this question, canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? The answer is obviously no. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 7 states that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. If we're going to spend all eternity learning about how great God is, what makes us even think that we can find out the perfection of God on this earth? We cannot. Charles Spurgeon once said, nothing will so enlarge the intellect, nothing will so magnify the whole soul of man as a devout, earnest, continued investigation of the great subject of the deity. The most excellent study for expanding the soul is the science of Christ and Him crucified and the knowledge of the Godhead and the glorious Trinity. This is an absolute truth that we can spend our entire lives studying about how great God is, but we'll never, ever reach the end of this magnificent subject. I very firmly believe that the Christian really has not ever really begun a proper study of the Bible until he begins a study of the Godhead. A biblical study of God, His name, His nature, His person, His doings, and His existence is the most uplifting study that is ever possible for a man to be on. It will expand the mind and the soul. It will lift the soul above this lowly, fleshly existence to a greater and more fulfilling and glorious existence in our Savior, Jesus Christ. When we study other Bible subjects, we can come away with a good understanding of the subject and are apt to say, I am wise. But a proper study of the Godhead will find us with a subject that we cannot actually reach the end of. We will come away from such a study knowing that we are but flesh and that God is a spirit. We will know that we are nothing at all and God is all in all. We will worship Him as never before, for we'll understand one thing quite well. We can never know all about God. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 7 states that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I'm grateful that God is such a God that is greater than a human mind can ever comprehend. The Bible states in the book of Job, chapter number 26 and verse number 6, hell is naked before Him, and destruction hath no covering. You know, God knows everything. God even knows what is going on in hell. There is no doubt God knows what's going on this earth. There's no doubt that God knows what's going on in heaven. Then there's no doubt that God also knows what is going on in hell. Every destructive force in nature is not hidden from him, but he understands even the very smallest part of it, and even the greatest part of it. God knows. In verse number 7 of Job 26, the Bible states, he stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing. The empty place is a place in the northern universe where there are no stars. This is where the throne of God is located. Notice now. God did not find an empty place in the universe, and there he placed the north. No. The Bible says that God made his throne the very source of all of the universe, and there is where God placed the north. He hung the earth upon nothing at all. Think about this, that Job knew about gravity before John Newton. Job knew the earth wasn't held up by an atlas. Job also knew that the earth was not flat. Job knew about the earth hanging upon nothing before an astronaut went into space and took a picture. Job knew all about that. Job 26, verse number 8 states, he bindeth up the waters in the thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. You know, this is an amazing thing, isn't it? That God puts the rain water in the clouds, and the clouds aren't torn apart with all the weight of the rainwater in them. That is an amazing thing. Remember sometimes when 6 inches of rain fell in as little as 2 hours? God holds the water in the clouds, then releases the water when it pleases him. Job 26, verse number 9 states, he holdeth back the face of his throne and spreadeth his cloud upon it. You know, God keeps himself hidden from us because no man can look upon God and live. Consider Moses in Exodus 33, who desired to see God. God allowed him to see only his hind parts. There is no doubt that Moses could not have lived had he seen God face to face. 1 Corinthians 13, verse number 12 states that one day, when we have our glorified bodies, we will see God face to face. Even then, we will not be able to look into the depths of God's glory, because if we could fully comprehend God, then we would be equal with God, and this will never, ever be. Job 26, verse number 10 states, he hath compassed the waters with bounds, until the day and night come to an end. Understand this passage and get a grip of what it's saying. The earth will never flood with water. There is no such thing as global warming that will cause the ice and the north and the south poles to melt and all of that disperse, fill this earth with water. It's not going to happen. The Bible says that the pillar of heaven is what holds up the weight. But understand that if you don't believe in God, then there's no evidence at all that God is in charge of anything. But God is in charge. God keeps the waters where he put them. There is no need to be afraid of the melting polar ice caps. It will not happen. The Bible states in the book of Job 26 and verse number 11, the pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. The pillar of heaven is what holds up the weight. The very foundations of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. Shouldn't humans be very much afraid of him and what he can do? Notice, in the book of Job 26 and verse number 12, the Bible states here, he divideth the sea with his power, and by his understanding, he smiteth through the proud. Wouldn't it be a marvelous thing if we could just see the Red Sea part and Israel go over on dry land? What about the River Jordan parting as the priests set their feet in the water? What a marvelous thing that would be. You know, the power of God that he has upon this earth is greater than anything we could ever think about. The Bible states in the book of Job 26, verse number 13, by his spirit he hath garnished the heavens. His hand hath formed the crooked serpent. God has actually decorated all of heaven as it pleases himself, even as Christ also formed the crooked serpent, that is, Satan, for himself. The Bible states in the book of Job 26, verse number 14, lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? The things that we've talked about here this morning are just a little bit about what God is, but we haven't even touched how great that God really is. So to answer Zophar's first question, yes, we can search out the things of God to a small degree. But to answer the second question, we cannot search out the Almighty unto perfection. We cannot ever be as strong or as big or as powerful as God Almighty. Notice in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2 and verse number 7, we're going to spend all eternity learning about the greatness of God, especially as to how our salvation works. Notice what the Bible states in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2 and verse number 7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. If you ever want any kindness from Jesus, all you have to do is to ask him for it. It's plain and simple as that. Right now, Jesus Christ says, come and I will give you rest. That's what he said. Just take him at his word. Believe his promises. And God said he would always fulfill those things for us.
You know, a study about the God we serve is a topic that will greatly bless you as you see how amazing and wonderful that our God is. You know, at the same time, it is one that you will never come to an end of. It's not one that you'll study for a little while and then state, you know, hey, I got this down. I know all there is to know about God. It is absolutely an endless study and one that will continue to bless you over and over again. Now, if you're just now starting this study for yourself, there are a couple of resources that I would recommend. One is a little book titled The Attributes of God, and the other is a section within the book Those Things Most Surely Believed Among Us. Now, the section from that second book is simply titled Of the True God. Now, both of these books are available online free of charge, so simply go to the online book section of our church's website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And from that online book section, just find the book that you want, and then click on the words PDF file that appear right below the picture of the book. And this will download a copy directly to your computer. Now, we also have full audio sermons available on sermonaudio.com/IBC. For example, you can listen to a message entitled Understanding the Will of God, or another one titled The Trinity. And again, that website address is www.sermonaudio.com/IBC. Now, from there, you'll be able to listen to those messages from your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Now, if you'd like to visit with us in person, then please come and join us for services. We'll be meeting today at 10 for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and 4:30 for evening worship services. Now, you can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, which is just off of Interstate 70 between Wright City and Wentzville. And we'll also be meeting on Wednesday night for a 7 p.m. Bible study. Well, we are very thankful that you've been able to join us this morning, and we pray that you'll be able to listen in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.